Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
We were talking about managers, and you know, caller mentioned he's surprised that the Met fans have opened their hearts and embrace for a manager in Mendoza who came from the Yankees. But there's a bunch of different reasons. But one, he turned around a team that was bad 2 years ago that had to sell at the deadline and led them to the NLCS after being down under 11 games under 500 and turning the season around. He's been really a steady manager, was the choice of David Stearns and this owner, which I think plays a lot into it because everybody believes David Stearns is one of the smartest executives in sports. But one thing that is funny about all of this, when you intertwine the managers and hit by pitch and everything, if you remember, and Buck Showalter, Fleegs was telling me, and it reminds me, it's so true. A couple years ago, when Buck Showalter was the manager of the Mets in 22 when they had their winning season, not 23 when they fell on their face, but 22, what was the biggest complaint about Buck Showalter? The biggest complaint was that he didn't protect his players, that the Mets led the world in hit by pitch. And remember, he would the SNY broadcast would give you the demon eyes, the alarm, and they would show Buck's face, and they would turn the screen red. And he would look, but he would never have the Mets throw and retaliate like obviously the Padres and Dodgers are doing now. And yet, today, the Mets still lead Major League Baseball in hit by pitch, and Pete Alonso gets hit more than anyone. And the Mets still never retaliate. But nobody says anything about Mendoza not doing it. It's weird what we pick and choose to get mad at. Buck had to do it. What's with Buck? Buck, how could he not do this? It's embarrassing. We're getting, you know, hit by a pitch constantly. He does nothing. And yet the same thing's going on, maybe not to the same extent, and maybe there were a couple of high-profile hits, or, you know, I got to go back to that 22 season and think about it, but I believe this year they're leading Major League Baseball in hit-by-pitch, and so is Pete Alonso, and yet nobody is saying, what the hell is Mendoza doing? And not to knock Mendoza, right? I'm just saying it's funny what we get mad about or what we pick and choose to get upset about or what's going on. Like, it's funny. And the same thing, you know, the Mets just had a really ugly series where they made a lot of mental mistakes on the base paths, just, you know, mental gaffes, defensively throwing behind the runner. Like, that's a really bad one. And touching the ball with your helmet like Torrens did and literally handing the Mets a run, the Braves a run, rather, that's a brutal mistake. I haven't heard a single person say, hey, is Mendoza going to bench these guys? Hey, is Mendoza going to do something? Hey, what the hell is Mendoza doing? That it's okay to get all these mistakes, but yet Aaron Boone, any mistake is put at his feet, any single one. And I know that they've had more of those mistakes than the Mets over a longer period of time. I get it. I know that's the easy answer, but to me, it's either those mistakes reflect poor management, or they don't. It's one or the other. Either something bothers you or it doesn't. Either you think that's a failing of a manager or it's not. So Boone's done it more. You still, it's not like your point is that, oh, well, it's only become a problem now with Boone. Your point is it's always been a problem with Boone. He just doesn't correct it. That's your problem, that it's been forever, but it's always been Boone's problem. It's always been Boone's fault. It's always been a failing of this manager. And on top of it, it never gets corrected. But your point is that from the beginning, anytime these mistakes are made, it's Boone's fault. It's the manager's fault. But I haven't heard one person, one, say that any of these gaffes that the Mets just made, and let's be fair, Snitker did the same thing. He got lucky. He didn't bunt in the bottom of the 10th inning after the Mets didn't score a run. He's got Verdugo up there. Verdugo. And he lets Verdugo swing away and he pops it up. And then, if Alvarez knows what he's doing, they have a runner caught off a second base in extra innings. That could have got them out of the inning. The Braves almost ran themselves out of that inning. It took another Met mistake. Otherwise, the Braves are running themselves out of the inning. The runner at second is going to get thrown out. But I don't hear anybody, but he won a World Series a couple years ago. So clearly these things aren't at his feet. And that's Aaron Boone's sin. That's his sin. His sin isn't the mistakes on the base paths. His sin isn't his press conferences. His sin isn't anything else, but he hasn't won a World Series. That's it. That's his sin. And the minute he does that, these things go away. That's the problem with Aaron Boone. He's been here for 8 years. He hasn't won a championship. That's why we hate him. That's why we get all upset about all these mental gaffes and talk about him. No other manager does it fall at their feet. No other manager. He's the only one. Like the Yankees are the only ones who make these mistakes. We watch it. You watch baseball every day. Do you remember at the end of last year when the Yankees clinched the division in Seattle and Julio Rodriguez didn't go back to third base with less than two outs at third base when the Yankees were up a run and the bat, like his teammate swung the bat and the bat went flying towards him at third and he just walked off. And then he was thrown out at third base. Do you remember how many mental mistakes Seattle made in that series? Or Cleveland dropping pop-ups in the division series? Nobody blames the manager. Oh my God, what was Julio Rodriguez thinking? Oh my God, what is Juan Soto doing? Oh my God, how does Alvarez throw behind the base? Nobody says, wasn't he coached to not do this? I don't understand. How does the manager allow this? Nobody else. But Aaron Boone. Aaron Boone is the problem for all of these mistakes. No other manager is held accountable. We talk about holding people accountable. Accountability, accountability. No other fan base and no other team and no other manager needs to be held accountable for the mental mistakes the team makes on the base paths, except Aaron Boone. He's the only one who seems to need to be held accountable for these. I don't understand it. I don't. Have the Yankees played sloppy baseball? Absolutely. They're prone. They have guys who are prone to it. I'm even willing to say that the Yankees don't do a good job of developing fundamentals throughout the system. I'm open to that. I'm open to that. The Boston Red Sox are going through it right now. They just sent down Campbell after giving him a $60 million contract. But there were stories around this whole Devers thing that Roman Anthony came up the first game. He lets a ground ball base hit roll right past him in the outfield and turns a single into a triple. They made him, Alex Cora, after that play and after that game, made him run laps out in the outfield to show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The people in the front office and Breslow, that they're unhappy with the fundamentals that these kids are coming up with. So, and we've heard it, that they care all about these the hard hit rate and everything else. I'm willing to say that some of the Yankees come up without good fundamental skills. And that's a failing of the organization. And the Yankees have been bad at it. But because the Dodgers pointed out some sort of Yankee failings, and, you know, Joel Sherman writes columns about how the Yankees are bad at baseball, somehow all these mistakes are on the players everywhere else. But in the Bronx, it's not the players' fault. It's the attitude and the culture that Aaron Boone has cultivated. It's all nonsense. He hasn't won a World Series. That's the sin that he has committed on Yankee fans. He has not won a World Series. That's it. And when people ask me, you know, it's funny because people always say, okay, say it's not his fault. Say this isn't his fault. That's not his fault. This isn't his fault. Right. Tell me one thing. Give me one game that Aaron Boone won for the New York Yankees. Give me one move that Aaron Boone did and led directly to a win. Give me one. Tell me what the positives are of Aaron Boone. Give me one situation where Aaron Boone made a positive on the team. And here's my response to that. Aaron Boone's been the manager for 8 years. This is his eighth year. They have won the division three times, been to the ALCS three times, been to the World Series once. He has a top 10 winning percentage in the history of baseball to start a managerial career. They have won 100 games several times. They have won a ton of games. You ask me to name the game that he's directly impacted the winning. Let me ask you this. Do you believe there isn't one? Do you honestly believe in all these wins, in all the success, I know it's not championship, but all of these wins, the manager has never once done anything to help them? You know that's patently ridiculous. You know somewhere along the line, he's made a decision that helped. The idea that you can't think of one speaks to how we don't care when the manager wins the game. Not that he hasn't, but that you don't remember it. Because you can remember all the games he loses, all the situations where the bullpen went wrong, and it's at the feet of Aaron Boone. You remember it because you remember being annoyed, and you can point it out and say, he did this, this failed, there it is. Nobody remembers he did this and it worked out because the players are supposed to get those outs. All of the wins that he has accrued as the manager of the New York Yankees, do you honestly believe there is not a handful of circumstances that he specifically won the game with a good move? Of course, it would be damn near impossible to manage this long and never have a couple. And the idea that you can't remember any speaks more about what you care about than whether or not Aaron Boone has done it. Because we don't remember, we don't care. A reliever comes in and gets the job done, that's what's supposed to happen. He starts a guy and we complain about the punt lineup, and then that guy goes 3 for 4 with a big home run. That guy did a great job. It's not Aaron Boone for putting him in the lineup. But if the lineup doesn't score runs and Dominguez is on the bench, what the hell is this guy thinking? You get my drift? And it's become annoying. The Yankees just got their ass kicked for a weekend. And instead of just saying, man, the Yankees suck right now, it's some sort of like in some conclusive evidence that the manager can't take them to the World Series. It drives me crazy. It's June!
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.